Colony collapse disorder bugging farmers and researchers. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Earlier this week, we reported on the latest problems among beekeepers on the West Coast, but apparently the colony collapse disorder is showing up all over the country. Researchers are trying to track down the cause of this mysterious phenomenon. The USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
It's an alarming mystery. It's decimating hundreds of thousands of bee colonies in this country. It's being called colony collapse disorder.
The bees are simply disappearing and leaving an empty colony behind.
Jerry Hayes runs the apiary division of the Florida Department of Agriculture. He estimates his state may lose up to 40% of its bee colonies to this, which has hit maybe 250,000 colonies so far in 24 states. Scientists and beekeepers have been huddling, studying, trying to figure out the cause, looking at every possibility.
Funguses and protozoans and flagellates and yeasts and environmental toxins and agricultural toxins, and we're still looking at those.
But up to now, Hay says,
we don't have an answer. We have not found a smoking gun as yet, and any time that happens, that's pretty scary.
Scary because without pollination by bees, a third of the food production in this country would be severely reduced. This problem is just the latest in a list of things like new viruses and parasites that have been whacking away at bee populations, making it harder and more expensive for farmers to find bees to pollinate crops. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, no reports as yet on colony collapse disorder here in Tennessee, but these warm days this week are sure getting our bees active, and so much of our crops and flowers are dependent on their pollination work. Well, over 200 of Tennessee's brightest are attending a Young Farmer Leadership Conference this weekend in Nashville. The Tennessee Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers and the Tennessee Council of Cooperatives are sponsoring the two-day event as young families from all across the state are taking part in educational leadership seminars and getting to see some of the ag businesses in Nashville. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.